Chamisca recently filed a motion on its claim that the mountain resort is an unlawful detainer of the mountain, and it's asking Judge Ryan Harris to give them a so-called partial summary judgment. The mountain resort's attorney, Alan Sullivan, told us their response was filed last week.
It's certainly a topic for another day. The Vail people filed the motion for summary judgment on the eviction issue, we think prematurely. And we've indicated all of the issues that would have to be decided before that could be decided, and that's the context in which we talked about the lifts and so on.
Taking down the lifts just on your property or on the lease property?
Oh, it would be on the lease property. We have the right to remove anything that's not affixed to the soil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Technically the lifts are belong to you.
They do. But that's a topic for another day because we're not there yet.
The mountain resort said Talisker's motion for eviction was untimely and premature, in part because the resort's claim on the mountainside of over 3,000 acres has not been decided yet. Concerning that, two major issues were argued before Judge Harris last Thursday, and on a third, oral arguments were heard Tuesday. The judge has taken all those under advisement and indicated it could be a matter of weeks before he rules on all of them. The mountain resort said if they lose on all those fronts, they still cannot be evicted until it's decided what improvements on the ski hill belong to them. The resort's filing said they're entitled to take what is not affixed to the ground, which would include towers attached to concrete footings, along with the chairs, cables, bull wheels, engines, and other items. The resort's filing said that the task of removing their personal property from the ski hill will be immense, and a substantial amount of work will have to be done when there's no snow on the ground. During Tuesday's oral arguments, Talisker attorney Howard Shapiro said the mountain resort's filing is extraordinary.
It does actually reflect on their argument last week about how committed they appear to be to that mountain plan of keeping it all together, that if the court rules against them, they want time to deconstruct the lift towers and everything involved, something which we don't think they're entitled to.
In an emailed statement, Talisker attorney John Lund said, quote, PCMR does not have the legal right to remove all the chairlifts from the mountain, but their threats are both disturbing and not constructive and designed only to further delay a realistic resolution of this matter. Talisker's chosen new operator, Vail Resorts, clearly has the wherewithal and expertise to ultimately replace these lifts with state-of-the-art equipment. PCMR's inflammatory talk is risking community disruption and the resort's guest experience and is not focusing on realistic solutions. The mountain resort's filing took one more shot at the other side. In a footnote, they said that Talisker's latest unlawful detainer motion coincided with the start of their spring ticket sales, and last year's notice to quit came during the mountain resort's Labor Day season pass sales. They said that's presumably part of an intentional effort to disrupt the resort's business. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.